Judges 18, verses 27 to 31. And so we come to the end of chapter 18, this disastrous chapter in the book of Judges. And when you link it with chapter 17, a couple of disastrous chapters. And we still have chapter 19 to go through yet. Judges 18, verses 27 to 31. The Danites moved on. They had robbed Micah of his gods, of his priest. And now they go on to Laish, and they slaughter the place. It's a peaceful, unsuspecting, innocent people. Innocent in the sense that they're not sophisticated. Of course, they're sinners, but they're innocent of the danger. And they have no relationships with anybody else. They have no defense. They're exposed to the Danites, and Danites show themselves cruel, bitter, callous, and they just slaughter them. They attack them with the sword and burn down their city. Now, I know Israel is given the land, but there is a certain cruelty about Dan, and when you link it with their idolatry, they don't come out of this picture, this scene, very well at all. But the main thing for me in this discourse is the idolatry. That comes out over and over through this chapter. In various forms. Here's the Levite looking for a career, moving on promotion so that he can do his professional work and get his wages and have his way of life. And the Danites, look how they're given up to idolatry. And here it's set permanently. It's set in brass and stone and gold and wood. They set it up permanently. The Danites rebuilt the city. They slaughtered the people. They razed the city to the ground. And they settled in this place, rebuilding it, calling it Dan, after their forefather Dan. The city used to be called Laish, but now it was Dan. And then we get verse 30. There the Danites set up for themselves the idols. And Jonathan, son of Gershom, the son of Moses, or the son of Manasseh, and his sons were priests for the tribe of Dan until the time of the captivity of the land. They continued to use the idols Micah had made all the time the house of God was in Shiloh. Now, this is a brief discourse. Let me just give you the seed thoughts. The house of God, the proper place, is Shiloh. Eventually, of course, it will become Jerusalem. But at the moment, it's Shiloh. And it's clear. They should worship at Shiloh. But no, they won't. They're going to worship at Dan. And there's safety in numbers. They set up their own system. They use Micah's system. They bring it all together. And they set it in concrete, brass, wooden, stone, and gold. And that idolatry is so set that it becomes permanent. And it lasts until the time of the captivity of the land. You see, these things have a nasty habit of lasting. They've set up their idols, they've set up their priests, and it's a lasting permanency until the captivity. I don't think it's an accident that it's mentioned, the captivity. If there's one sin that takes Israel and Judah into captivity, it is the sin of idolatry. How many times they repeated this. How often they copied the nations around. They aped the world. They liked their gods. They liked what they saw. They sent back pictures and images of it, and they had it set up in the temple in time to come. And here it's at Dan. You'll find that Jeroboam sets up golden calves in his day, one at Bethel and the other, you'll never guess, at Dan. 1 Kings 12:29. You see, these things cast long shadows, dark shadows. The golden calves are set up in Dan. I'm not surprised. You see, it's a man-made religion also. Do you notice that? Look at verse 30. There the Danites set up for themselves. Ah, yes. But they're only copying Micah. After all, in verse 27, then they took what Micah had made. You see, it's man-made religion. I'll tell you this, my friend, every man on the planet, every woman on the planet has a god. You have a god. The question is, Did your God make you, or did you make your God? Man by nature, fallen in sin, is a religious animal, as it were, a religious creature. He wants to have a God. He will have a God. He will either make one for himself, or he will submit to the true God. Look at evolution. There's no empty vacuum, you see. If you reject the revelation of God, you are set up a man-made philosophy and theory. And so it is here, at Dan. And of course, Dan leads on eventually to Rome, doesn't it? Look at Rome. Rome is this, is writ large, isn't it? Look at it. It's displayed. Look at the Greek Orthodox. Look at the Russian Orthodox. Look at Rome. You can see it displayed everywhere. But my friend, it's not there only. It's in all the cults. But it's in the evangelical world. It's in the Reformed world. We set up our idols and our gods. We set up our confessions and nothing must touch them. We set up our systems and nobody must put a finger on them. We set up our traditions and we must keep to them. Of course, your tradition and my tradition and his tradition are all very different, but they're sacrosanct. And all the while the Word of God stands there. The house was at Shiloh. That's the house of God. But no, they will set it up at Dan. Men will have their own systems. And once the tradition is set, once the stone is there, the brass, the gold, then it stays as a curse. But it's not just Rome, my friend, I say again. It's the nonconformist, it's the evangelical, it's the reform world too. We are aping the world. We're copying the world. I could multiply examples. Let me just give you one. We ask the big global businesses, how do they win their customers? How do they get their profits? What public relations do they use? What systems do they use? What methods? And we copy them. And all the while, the Word of God stands there. The ecclesia principles are clear. The new covenant is set out in Scripture, plain as a pikestaff. And yet men would rather go to Marks and Spencer's or Manchester United or New York basketball team, whatever it might be. How do you run your affairs? Let's copy you. Let's learn from the Danites. Let's learn from Micah. Let's learn from this Levi. God has set this out in his word. It's a terrible picture, but it's a warning picture. I lived on the seacoast, and the lighthouse booms out in the fog. It shines out in the dark. The buoys are clanging out on the rocks and reefs. And the mariners, if they don't heed the light, if they don't listen to the booming foghorn, if they don't listen to the bells clanging in the warning buoys, they'll be wrecked. God deliver us from making a wreck, my brother and sister. May we look at the Scripture, and whatever men are doing, whatever the tradition about us, however sanctified as it might be, inverted commas, by tradition or age, may we come back to the Word of God. And may we be men and women, however lonely it might have to be for us, who will obey Scripture. God bless us. God deliver us from copying the world and going in the way of so many. May we not set up idols for ourselves, little children, my little children, said John, in 1 John chapter 5 at the very end. Keep yourselves from idols. Here is written large in Scripture, the danger, the warning of idolatry. It becomes permanent, and it leads to captivity. God deliver us from it, for Christ's sake. Amen.